If you are blind or partially sighted and find yourself flying with Virgin Atlantic, then there's some great accessible entertainment news. Here's Geraldine Lundy from the airline.
This is something that's really exciting because it's first in the airline industry. I know that other airlines have some accessible entertainment on some of their fleets, but we're the first airline who has got accessible entertainment on every one of our aircraft throughout the world that we fly to. In-flight entertainment is what an airline provides to a customer to while away the hours that they're travelling. So movies, television, and also music, and sometimes talking books. So what we've done with our AV channels is we put them onto a tablet, and then using the accessibility function of the tablet and working with our onboard media provider, we've managed to build an app, which means that the tablet will speak to the customer and guide them through all the entertainment on that tablet so they can access anything they want to listen to without having to ask for help from anybody else.
Now, the company behind the technology are Dunfermline-based Blue Box, and we have with us David Brown.
Thanks for inviting me. We do software for the aviation industry, basically. We do a number of different products, but by far the biggest one we do now is in-flight entertainment. We're the biggest supplier worldwide of kind of niche area of portable in-flight entertainment based on iPads. We have about 20,000 iPads flying with about 25 airlines around the world. That's our core business. We're also doing some wireless streaming products now into airlines.
When you could have got the call then to look at audio description, where do you start? Because, you know, as we heard, it's not just the description of, say, the movies. It's the whole experience, if you like, the menus and so on.
Exactly, yeah. It's something I became aware of when I saw a presentation from the in-flight entertainment manager at Air Canada, and I saw them doing a basic GUI with high contrast areas on the seatback screen, and that piqued my interest on how can we do something based on our iPads to help visually impaired passengers. That, together with forthcoming legislation based in the States to make facilities better for visually impaired passengers, and again, those two things combined thought, I reckon we can do something that would be suitable and help visually impaired passengers. And that's where the idea came from. So we went to a development team and got them to do a mock-up, basically, using the voiceover technology and built into the iPads and a combination of the high contrast stuff. That's where we started. And then we came to a point where we realised we need to have some input from visually impaired people because we just don't know what the issues really are. And we also knew it was critical to get an airline interested and involved in this if it was going to be successful. That's where we went to Virgin Atlantic, asked them if they'd be interested in working with us on this project, which they were absolutely delighted to because obviously they've got a big accessibility programme going on generally. And they also, by happy chance, had a good relationship with Guide Dog for the Blind down in Crawley. And Steve Pollard from Virgin got that arranged, and we kicked off a workshop session where we first met Paul and his colleagues.
Paul, when you were asked to do this, was it quite exciting getting involved in something, you know, really from the ground up?
I jumped at it, and to be asked from a company is unusual because a lot of companies think they know better than what vision impaired people do. So it was very nice to be asked. There's seven of us jumped on board, all Guide Dog owners. Most people use iPads, iPhones nowadays, one, because all the apps on there are audio described straight away. It's built on the devices. You haven't got to pay extra money to put it on devices like computers. You have to put JAWS on and stuff like that. So it's straight on. You press the button three times and it fires up. They are your lifeline. So my phone is my method of getting around. And also it is, to be honest, and it's great.
What kind of testing and feedback were you involved in?
Well, we met up at Virgin Crawley. They come up with a product and we had to say, yes, no, what do you reckon? So we was giving them loads of feedback. They went away and I think it was a couple of months, less than a couple of months, they was back with a product. And they listened to everything what we said, they listened to. And that's the main thing, and it's really good they did listen. And it really does work really well, actually.
Yeah, I think the thing was we knew right from the beginning that we didn't have a clue, to be honest, how to go about producing the product for visually impaired people. And we were actually overwhelmed by the feedback we got. We had quite a few people there scribbling it all down and everything. What became abundantly clear was that it's not one size fits all, and we had to introduce a whole range of features for the wide range of visual impairments that are there. Now, we had some people, like Paul, saying voiceover is essential. We had other volunteers saying, nah, we'll switch that off. You know, it's a damn nuisance, you know, because they had some sight. And that's why we introduced as many of the features we could from the high contrast areas of the screen, consistent areas of the screen for back buttons and things like that, large text, and the ability to zoom as well. You know, so we built all those into the one app. That's what we came back with the second time.
I recently travelled abroad with a couple of the big airlines, Transatlantic, and they did have audio described movies on the little screens that are in the back of the seats now, all the individual screens, but didn't have a way of going through the menus themselves. How do you actually do that with the device? Give us a bit of a demonstration on how that works.
Sure, we've got the Blue Box app is actually a dedicated app, so that's another important thing. Once you've got the iPad, it's in the Blue Box app, then the user's not going to get lost. So if I just open up the app now, we read out the options first and keep the very consistent swipe left and right, which everybody's familiar with.
Once you have selected your desired choice, tap the screen twice with one finger.
So that gives the basic instructions.
Double tap the screen with three fingers. To zoom out, double tap the screen with three fingers again.
That introduces the zoom feature if some users want to use that. Double tap gets you in.
TV. Audio. TV. Movies.
You can hear that okay. Tap twice and we get the movie.
Frozen. Audio described.
So you can go through all those options, all the menus are there. Paul, that's going to make a huge difference when you go abroad, isn't it?
Yeah, got a kids section as well.
Ah, right, so okay.
If you've got kids with vision impairment, they are limited on what they can watch as well. So parents can not worry about leaving the kids up to their own devices.
And the system is up and running now. Will you be keeping track of it and updating?
Yeah, absolutely. We support another couple thousand iPads with Urgent, so the system will be fully supported. The content will be updated at the same time as the content on the other iPads is done, so it's good. Another thing worth saying is that we're members of the Accessibility Working Group, one of our trade bodies, and I'm doing a pitch in January to share with them what we've done. One of the big pushes, I think, now is here's a platform that is really suitable for airlines to provide in-flight entertainment for visually impaired people. The key now is to get more content with audio descriptions on it.
And as they say, the sky is the limit. They are available now on Virgin Atlantic. But for the moment, to Paul Smith and to David Brown, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you.